Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Somewhere in Sledgeville, Delton and Dwayne have been mistaken for a pair of VIPs who are about to open an important seminar about kitchen utensils. But they don't know it yet. A huge parade has just been held in their honor.
Wow, that sure was a fun 3.5 minutes.
Oh, I'm very glad you enjoyed the big parade.
Oh, sure we did.
It was in your honor, you know.
Are you sure we saw all of it?
Well, I don't know. You didn't happen to sneeze, did you?
Oh, it was a short but heartfelt parade. I enjoyed it.
I'm so glad to hear it. I hope you enjoyed it, too.
Oh, sure, sure. Except when that one platypus broke formation and bit me.
Oh, yes. All of Sledgeville is deeply sorry about that. Someone should have warned you not to wear yellow socks. Well, don't worry about it. The town council will pick up the cost of your Band-Aid.
Thanks a lot. Well, you know, it's sure nice of you guys to throw that parade for us, wasn't it, Delton?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was the very least we could do, considering what you're doing for our town.
Yeah, what's that?
Sledgeville is eternally grateful that you people at Snarkle & Sons decided to open your new seminar in our town.
Seminar? What is he talking about, Delton?
Quiet, Dwayne.
And what a topic for a seminar. Extra income through personality analysis of common kitchen utensils. Talk about hot. Why, this seminar is bound to draw dozens of attendees, if not even more.
We're looking forward to it.
We are.
Quiet.
Oh, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened to Sledgeville.
Yes, I'm sure it is. Now, if you'll excuse us, Mr. Throckmorton, we have a lot of preparations to make.
Well, for what?
Quiet. And some of them are rather private and confidential, so if you'll excuse us.
Oh, certainly, certainly. Well, if you need anything, just call down to the front desk. Or, if I'm not there, you'll probably catch me at Gus's gas station.
Yeah, we'll bear that in mind.
Oh, I can hardly wait until the first day of the seminar.
What was that all about, Delton?
We're doomed. That's what it was all about.
Oh.
Don't you understand, Dwayne? They think we're two other guys.
Oh. I guess that explains why they've been giving us all that VIP treatment then.
Hey, what's the matter? Don't you think I deserve the VIP treatment?
Well, sure. I think so, Delton. But I'm your agent. Most other people don't seem to think so.
Well, thanks to your incompetence in properly promoting me, we've been mistaken for someone else. Now this whole town expects us to put on this stupid seminar.
But we can't do that.
Yeah.
I never studied kitchen utensils in school. Oh, I'm sure sorry now.
Yeah, well, they're expecting big things from us on the subject.
I think we're in real big trouble.
Don't say that, Dwayne.
You mean we're not in trouble?
Of course we're in trouble. I just don't want to be reminded of it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Delton. I keep forgetting. You always crumble under pressure.
I do not crumble under pressure. I may sag a little, but that much is understandable.
Well, we obviously can't put on this seminar.
Yeah, obviously.
I think maybe what we ought to do is we ought to go to the mayor and Mr. Throckmorton and tell them who we really are.
Are you kidding? They've been giving us a lot of freebies, thinking we're those other guys. We can't afford to pay for it.
Well, I know, but I think we ought to tell the truth, Delton.
Oh, what good would that do?
Well, maybe they'd respect us for our honesty.
Dwayne, they tear us limb from limb.
Oh, I don't think I'd like that.
No, me either.
Well, I guess we better think of something else then, huh?
I guess so. Any ideas yet?
Nope. What about you?
Well, you're my agent. You're supposed to be the one who comes up with ideas.
Well, I can't think of anything. Maybe you ought to be my agent for a while.
Don't be stupid.
Sorry.
Well, I guess there's only one thing we can do. We'll have to sneak out of town.
Oh.
Start packing, Dwayne. With any luck, we'll be too far away to catch by the time they notice we're missing.
Oh, I don't think we'll have time, Delton.
What do you mean?
Well, they'll probably miss us right away. Don't you remember? There's supposed to be a big banquet in our honor tonight over at the Burger Barn.
Oh, right, right. Oh, nostril hairs. Well, we'll just have to fake our way through the banquet and then sneak out of town right afterwards.
Okay.
Start packing now so we won't have to waste any time later.
That's a good idea.
I know that, Dwayne.
Will our heroes manage to escape from Sledgeville? Tune in next time to Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring David Owens.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.